So what up, you guys? Happy Friday, everyone. It's Friday. So happy Friday. Happy to announce also that this podcast has reached 1,000 plays. And I've been so thankful for the people who have been taking the time to listen to this podcast, listen to the creative struggles, and just happy to connect with other creatives. So thankful for the podcast guests that I've had so far. And I'm just happy for the growth. And it's almost been a year with this podcast. I was looking through old podcasts and I started to notice next month will be the year of this podcast. And I don't know how I'm going to celebrate it, but I'm going to celebrate it just because even though it's been a year and growth has happened, I'm just happy to, you know, share that growth with my former peers. But I'm going to be introducing designer Lazo today. He is also a SVA student and just happy to introduce him. So yeah, feel free to listen to this week's podcast and enjoy. Okay, so if you could just introduce yourself.
Sure. Thank you for having me, by the way. My name is Lazo Sulisa. I'm a graphic design, not intern, I almost said intern. I'm a graphic design student at SBA. This is my senior year.
Yes, shout out to you.
Thank you. I mean, shout out to you too. So yeah, what do I do? I like watching movies. I'm very into comic books. I'm very into drawing, video games, basically anything nerdy related, I will be very grasped into immediately. Mm-hmm. I'm currently living in Jersey, going into Brooklyn. And so I'm kind of like flip-flopping around with that. And yeah, the summer has been great, I guess. The summer has been really good. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you're having like a lit summer?
Not a lit summer per se, but a really interesting, productive one. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to parties, which is woohoo, but like, you know, I'm doing stuff, I'm learning all the things I want to do, failing at certain things, succeeding. So it's a really good, productive summer. So
productive is really good. So shout out to you. And yeah, like for your background, so how did you start off with design? Like, just from like the beginning, were you like, would you say you were always an artist, or did you have this artist feel, or did you just kind of like jump into it?
That's I love that question. So it all started with a meteor, and I was in the meteor, and then I came and I was on the Sonoma section. I started off from way back as an illustrator. My uncle was super. Before that, actually, I was 5 years old, and my brother, as a baby, he was 1 year old, he pushed me into a cactus. And
what?
When I say he was a prick, I mean it. He was a prick.
I can see.
Yeah, and my uncle and my family took me to my uncle's room, and he sat me down and put every single Dragon Ball Z movie he could think of. And I don't know what he was thinking for a 5 year old to watch all of Dragon Ball Z, because mm-hmm. You know Dragon Ball, it gets crazy.
I don't know why I'm going deep on this too. When I just started watching Dragon Ball, like the first one, I was like, hold up, like this shit, like for me, this shit is not for young ass kids. Like Dragon Ball.
People getting cut in half, somebody got shot. Like it's crazy. It's so crazy. So I watched all of that and I was glued to it. So I started drawing, and my uncle saw that I liked to draw, so he started teaching me how to draw. And I guess that was the beginning of me becoming a graphic designer. Because I was like, wait a minute, I like drawing. This is not graphic design. I don't know what that means, but I like drawing. And as I grew up, I still love drawing. That was my main thing. I like to illustrate. I like to draw. I like to make stories. And get to the point where somebody in high school was like, yo, you want to make me a poster or like do this? And I was like, sure. I don't know what that means, but I'll draw you a poster. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought designing was. Yeah, I'll draw you a poster. got my first taste of that. And then somebody was like, hey, man, you know you could add elements like fonts and do this, and you also don't have to draw it all the time. You can do this and mixed media. And I was like, you're weird. I'm gonna try it. And I really liked it. I went to school at Bergen Community College afterwards, not knowing what design was still, because it's such a broad thing. It's like, okay,
it really is. Especially after talking to designers, it's like, what do you ask them? What is design? And you're like, well, it's fucking everything. Like,
I know, you're just like, oh, let me think of absolutely everything that happened. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, so it's such a broad thing. So I personally, for the longest time, thought it was illustrating. But then went there, graduated, and finally made it to SBA. Beta 2S. Hey.
Just made it in there.
Right. Like, shit. So, and that's another funny story, actually. But I went in there and I took my first class and they were like, yeah, everything you thought design was, it is. But there's so much more. And I was like, oh, really? And yeah, and I think that realistically, I was always an iffy designer. But when I went to SBA, I learned about real techniques and real strategies and real methods of like learning your own design. And I was like, yo, this is awesome. This is so cool. Everything's fine.
It's like getting an upgrade when you go there. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
It's like.
It's so true. It's like booting up your computer and you were kind of slow before. Your computer was kind of slow and now you get the RAM inside and you're like, fuck yeah. I can run 1080, I don't care. 4K. Like, that's what happens. It's just like, you just get so much quicker. Yeah. That's what happened.
That's good.
Yeah, I love it. Love it. What's your experience with design?
That's the thing. Like, with me, I don't know. It's funny because, like, going to SVA, it really brought me back to the stuff I used to like to do as a designer from the beginning. Because when I was little, I loved art. The thing that I noticed, though, I've always had this business mentality mindset, per se. Because it's like, when I was little, right, I used to sell drawings outside of my house for, like, 5 cents. And I was, like, I had to be, like, 6 or even 5. And I'm like, and I would have like a lemonade stand and I would sell my drawings with it. So it was always that business mindset. And in high school, like I didn't want to be known as the art kid. I wanted to be known as the design kid because I went to like another alternative. It wasn't like an alternative school, but it was like a technical school to go to like
at
the end of the day to learn graphic design. And that is when I fell in love with design because I used to like art. I wasn't the best drawer per se, but I did like to do art. And when someone mentioned like, you should do graphic design, you know, because it's like art on the computer. And I was like, you know, that sounds really cool. And I used to draw graffiti, like, and I used to sell, that's the thing, like throughout my time, I've always had this business mindset. Like I'm gonna get profit for what I'm doing. Like I was in middle school, I used to do like graffiti drawings and people used to pay me like to write their name in a drawing.
That's cool.
And someone was like, you know, you got to get this on the computer. And I was like, you know what? That's true. Like, and when I went into my first design class, I kind of just fell in love. Like it was a small class and my teacher just like, she was really interesting. She was Miss Snyder. Like she was really fun and exciting. And I still talk to her to this day. Cause it's like, I want her to see the growth of what her student does.
Yeah.
But yeah, after my first design class, I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do as a career. Cause it's like, I can make money like business wise. And I can also like do art at the same time. And I was also in like a business club like thing when I was in high school too. So it's like learning about business, learning about how to run your business, and then learning about how to, you know, do art and graphic design and how much that incorporates that, you know, in the world or in the industry. I was like, okay, when I went to SBA, it's like, it was just like a whole new world too. It's like, oh my gosh, like this is like shit compared to what I was learning at home. And it's funny because like, I don't know why collages play into this, but doing little things like collages, it's like SBA teaches you bringing it back from like the beginning, like paper, cut paper and images and like learning about analog or learning how to like hone your craft from like the beginning. And all of that just brings me back to what I used to do as a kid. I used to draw, I used to make sketchbooks, or I used to like do scrapbooks with my mom. But like that all of just cut paper and glue, like you don't realize how that can influence your life as far as like art and design. But yeah, like, and then it's like, now it's like, I wanted to do a podcast. I wanted to do things to like help creatives. So that's kind of like the growth of me in a nutshell. But
no, I love it. I love it. I agree with what you said. Like everything from way back comes back to like help you and teach you. Cause I'm the same way, dude. Like if it wasn't for all the hours of just stupid drawings, I wouldn't be as good as an artist I am now. Because I had to go through those times of not knowing what I'm doing and just like trying random shit and like failing as a kid. And as a kid, you don't care. As a kid, you're just like, okay, I'm gonna do this, mom. Look at this. This is awful.
That's why.
This is a horrible idea, but put it in the fridge, mom. And that will be the best thing for you. And then you will want to get better to show your mom. And that's kind of like what it relates to. Once you go through that awful time where you were super bad, you kind of get a little bit better. a little bit better and a little bit better. It's always about doing just things for the fun of it. That's when I feel like you learn the most, when you just do things just because you want to do them.
Then that's true. Like, that's what I started noticing. It's like put all that stressful shit to the side and, like, have fun with it. Because that's when you'll get better with shit. Because you're like, oh, let me try this now. Let me do something.
Exactly. You skip the middle, man. You skip the middle, man, which is doing something. You get mad. You're like, oh, my God, this is such crap. And then you go like, whoa, I have to try again. But when you just have fun with it, you're just like, this is a bad idea. Okay, I'm going to try this now. This is still a bad idea, but let's see how this looks if I try it, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is asserting. I feel like this is asserting mindset you have to be as an artist. And I feel like we need to stop stigmatizing a lot of artists to be suffering artists, people that have this and people that have that. I have to be sad to make good art. No, you just have to do whatever will make whatever makes you happy to make that art. I promise you that process will be a lot better than you suffering and thinking about something and then doing it. You should just do it. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I wanted to also talk about, like, their film that you've been working on. So you're a graphic designer, and then the fact that you were telling me about a film, I was excited. I was like, oh shit, you got a film out there? So how, one, my first question would be, how did you progress from, like, going to, like, designer to actually start doing films now? And and then also, like, obviously, what's your film about? Because it's like, obviously, I want to know.
First of all, this is, like, super professional. It feels like the Joe Rogan Experience, but I look nicer. A little less toners and smoking weed and cars and shit. First of all, I feel like my brain, the same way that your brain is a business slash art mentality towards it, my brain also has that, but it also, in a weird way, breaks down how to do things. It's like, okay, as a designer, I need to do this. I need to prepare, make sure I know what I'm talking about, then go into production, which is making the actual product. Then I have to go to post, which is, what do you think, client? You don't like these things? Let's go back to post and let's fix these things up. That's basically how do you make a movie. You prepare. You get all this the script ready. You get the actors. You get extras. You make sure you have location. You make sure that you know your rehearsal dates. You make sure that you know everything from before you shoot the movie. Then you shoot the movie. That's post. I mean, that's production. You're in it. You're making the product. You're making the logo. You're making the movie. You're getting the shots. You're making sure you have the brand ready. You're making sure the slides look good. That's production. And then post is, okay, I gave it to the client. I'm done with the movie. I'm editing it. I'm making sure I like it. I'm making sure whoever my viewers are might like it. The sound, that everything. So this, to me, I broke it down into three steps, you know, what I wanted to achieve. And that was a movie. And I do that for basically anything, any venture I want to do. I'm just like, you know what, this is the process. And to the only difference between, that's actually, that's not that much of a difference, but the biggest difference is how long it's going to take you. A logo in a brand might take me maybe 3 months to complete. In comparison to this movie, which took me like almost 9 months to finish, from writing all the way to like shooting, and we're not even done, so they might even take a bit longer, which I don't mind. But it's just, I guess, to do that, you just need to know that your time is gonna be used up a lot, and be okay with that. Be okay, because all the steps, you should enjoy every step of whatever you do, and this goes to anything you do. Like, you should always be like, okay, this is gonna be hard, but like we talked about earlier, go in there with like positive. What if I change this instead of being mad at, right after you do something you fail at it? How do I fix this? So that's basically what I thought, that how I went at it, from going from a designer to making a film. I was just like, you know, it's basically just the same process as designing, just way, just a different material I'm using. In the movie, what the movie's about.
Just like, in the movie, yeah. What the
movie's about. I'm not going to give you too much because I want you to watch and I want everybody to listen to watch it. But the movie's called Superfan Stan. It's about this badass Mad Max looking chick in this line waiting to get a shirt. But people, yeah, it's just, it all takes place in one line, and she looks completely different than everybody else. Everybody else looks like normal people. She has like a spike jacket, a helmet. She gets knee pads. She gets like bandages and all. She looks awesome. You will not want to mess with this shit. As the line moves, people get in her way, and we uncover some mysteries here and there. We let some seats out for maybe cheap ideas and stuff like that. So. There's a few things about it, but that's the main gist of it. This person's trying to get a shirt. People are being jerks about it. What happens?
I'm like, okay, now you want me to see it. I'm like, okay.
I want you to see it. I'm sorry.
The mystery boost is, that's key in this. I could see.
Of course, yeah.
But when like thinking about, you know, writing and other things like that, like, do you think you, what was your influence with that? Like any backstory, like why you chose that? I'm thinking of like badass chick. I'm like, okay, you said comics and stuff like that. I'm like, I'm drawing it in my head. Like, okay.
So yeah, yeah. No, that's exactly what I want for you. Influences. Oh man, I have so many, dude. That's one thing. I don't blame people. If you have a shit ton of influences, don't feel like you're cheating. Don't feel like you're like stealing. Fucking go with them. Go with them. Mm-hmm. I've liked this video game series called Hotline Miami. I don't know if you heard about it. It's super intense, super dark. If you don't have the nerves to do it, I wouldn't want to play it. But I played through it in the second game because I'm stupid and crazy. But I liked the atmosphere. It was like, it took place in the 80s. There was like a lot of neon lights, a lot of bright colors, people in masks, people in costumes. I really kind of connected to that. So I really liked the idea. And I guess subconsciously, that influence took over the entire like idea of it. I wanted to have this cool person that we don't see her mat, her face, following this weird world filled with colors and bright personalities and stuff like that. So that definitely was a big influence for me in that regards to the whole, you know, aesthetic and like the game. I also really like John Wick. I like John Wick and Scott Pilgrim, and I was like, that would be kind of cool. John Wick is going out there to go get some, you know, revenge for the dog that got killed. I'm spoiler alert, it's been like 5 years. If you haven't watched it, come on, dude.
I get it watching.
Oh no, I'm sorry. This is the beginning. Have this right in the beginning, don't worry. And I really like Scott Pilgrim and how comic booky and fun it was. So I kind of want to implement these three ideas and make something out of it. And that's what Superfan Stan is about. It's kind of like this fun, weird, dark world that you're going to get into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I think that's really good, like adding in your influence and making it a real project. That seems really interesting too. Another question too, like, do you think that video will be another like important thing? Like, I feel like as a designer right now, right? I feel like video is like kind of the new design in a way. I feel like learning about video, because so many designers, I think, should know some portion of video, either learning how to edit videos or motion graphics. I feel like that's starting to become a very important part in the industry, is this like video content, especially with like Instagram too, changing like, you know, reels. I feel like there's so many things, and in my mind, I'm like, I feel like video is very important. But I don't know. Do you think like that's going to help like influence you, or, you know, like gain up your skill and like the video content? Because I feel like the fact that you can put director now, like graphic designer, illustrator, animator, and director, it's like stamp mark. You are certified. Like,
You know what's funny? I wasn't even thinking about that. I just kind of like went for it. And I was like, you know what? Now I'm a director. Oh, crap. Oh, shit. All right.
See, that's so cool. Like, that's true.
But that's a great, I'm sorry, I'm thinking about your question, because that's such a good question. I never really thought about like video being a thing about designers should know, but honestly, high key, we should. Mm-hmm. I personally do believe motion is a big element of design, just because the thing I want to tell people is that they should try to become as much of a, you know, I don't think anybody should be like the one designer. I am a logo designer. This is the thing I do, and I would die by this. If you like that, go for it. I say go be a logo designer. I think that's great. But I have way more fun doing a little bit of everything. So I do agree with like, hey, motion should be a thing that we as designers should know. And video should be a little bit of it. You should know how to talk angles with people. You should talk about how to produce with people. Even if you don't do it, be like, hey, I think this person will be great for this role, and have your explanations ready. And that's something we naturally do as designers. We always have reasons for everything that we do. So I feel like, yeah, video and motion are definitely a thing. I try to implement it, and anytime I have a client, I'll be like, hey, this is a great logo. How would you feel if we made it motion? And most of the time, people like motion. So to really get your sales up, or get clients, or really sell an idea, I really recommend designers to start really looking into animating things, or even have quick motions that you can show people. Because for some reason, people love things that move. Just anything that moves that you could design, people are gonna be like, yes, I want that. So yeah, literally should be something that we know at least a little bit about. A tiny, not even huge, but enough to talk about.
I think that's like influence, like, too, because the thing is, I was signing up for a class, right? And I was just reading. I don't ever read the captions to my courses, but I was reading it one night. And it was like, video is the new design. I was like, it was a motion class. So it's like, video will eventually be the new design. And and I was like thinking about it. I was like, is that true? Like, do you think like design will be a huge part of like, or video will be a huge part of the design community eventually? And I think, yeah, like, because so many people like things that are in video, or I feel like it gravitates to that connection too. I don't know, it's just things that are moving.
Completely agree. I mean, I feel like if you design certain things, most designs I feel could be made into motions. If you work in a clean way, which most designers should do, because you know how we are, no fucking layer names.
Yes.
You have to go through like 5 different attempts. It's like, God damn it.
Yeah, she have everything, like the saved item is untitled JPEG.
Exactly. And you title something 3 times, like the same thing, like banana. It's like, why do I have so many of the same thing? So I feel like if most of us start working a bit cleaner, it will be easier to transition from that to motion, because then you can literally just move whatever you want in the thing. You know, I feel like motion posters, I don't know if somebody coined this already, would be a thing, like a poster that kind of slowly moves, so like has like some type of dimension to it. It'll be interesting. Having like their regular like poster on my wall, it'll be cool to see like a poster in the street that kind of like moves and like shifts. I mean, like, that's just basically an advertising, but like, I don't know.
Yeah, people like posters though. It could be anything. That's true.
Yeah, somebody hears this and fucking coins the shit out of it.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
And, yeah. Okay, so we are down to, like, the mark of, like, the question of this whole podcast, and that would be, what is your struggle, or what do you struggle with as a creative?
Oh, that's such a loaded question. Let's see, what absolutely everything.
Despite the list of shit.
I wake up, and I'm just like, why? No, I'm kidding. Struggle. So with a few things, I don't know if people, this is definitely a huge thing in our community, is imposter syndrome.
Hell yeah.
A lot of us, yeah, right? We're all, a lot of us are like, we're not real designers. But I'm just like, dude, it's taken me a lot of fighting to get through this. But I think I'm finally getting some breakthrough in my own head. Dude, you're a designer from the get-go. Even if before I went to SBA, I was designing things that other people wouldn't understand, but it's still something that I'm putting effort and time into. As a kid, if you told me, why do you make this green? I would have told you, I like green. That's a good enough reason to already be a designer. Mm-hmm. Why do you draw this picture with your mom in the back? I love my mom, and I thought she looked really good in the middle. Now convert that into now. How come you designed this thing with this type of font? I personally thought this font would look great and elegant compared to this rest of the picture, because I think it made this whole thing come together. We need to stop, I guess, questioning what our reasoning is for our designs. Like, we will get critiques, but I feel like we need to be the first person to agree with us in our own head.
Yeah, I think that is a big thing.
Yeah, just from the simple things. Like, instead of being like, why did I pick that? Oh, no, that doesn't make sense. A real designer wouldn't pick this font and sans serifs and blah, 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 and kerning. I feel like, okay, you did your choices. Stick with them. Be like, yeah, you know what? I like this decision. So I don't agree fully with what I made, but I like what I did. Mm-hmm. And that would really help us with the syndromes. Like, we need to stop thinking that our decision-making is not good enough, or that we made a bad choice. We probably did, but stick to your gun. That's what I really believe in. That's my main struggle, like believing that I wasn't good enough. But it changed a little bit. I still believe it, but we should stop believing that we're not good enough or faking it, or everybody's faking it. Everybody, even the best. That's, it's just such a bad problem in our community.
Man, with that reasoning, I think it hits home for me too. Because I think the number one reason too for me, it's just like, I think it has a lot to do with comparing yourself to other designers too. It's like, damn, like, they doing all this shit and I can't do it. It's like, okay, bro, first of all, chill. Like, your shit is good. Like, some, I'll have that too. I'm like, damn, like, I'm not doing enough. But it's like, okay, but you just know design. You know this. It's like, you don't even realize all the accomplishments. You just focus on the worst shit that you're not good at because you look at someone else's shit. But it's like, you don't take the time to, like, look at your work and be like, nah, that shit was good though. Or saying, like, you know, I like what I did with this. And just because having someone tell you, say, oh, I don't like this, that's their opinion. And it's like, mm-hmm. I think also professors too could probably like have a like influence with that too. When you're getting your work critiqued and someone's like, you're like, oh, okay. But then you're like, I really like that color or whatever. But it's like, yeah. it's sometimes, and I think someone like a professor said to like a student, like this was like someone a friend told me too, was saying like, you know, my opinion isn't always the right opinion. That's just my opinion. And I think understanding that, it's like you have to be able to take critique, but it's like you can't let that, you know, be the only answer, you know, like
exactly. And that's something that like it just takes me time. It takes me time, but it also, it's not like, oh, give it like 5 years, you'll be okay. No, you also have to start noticing what puts you in these scenarios. Like for me, a lot of the time it was seeing somebody else's work, I was like, if we do the same project and they do something different, I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't get those critiques. But then I realized, it's like, dude, we have two completely different styles. We have two completely different approaches to this. If this professor leans towards that is his opinion. That's what he cares. But somebody else in the world might completely agree with this, and this might be their favorite piece. It's as easy as that. It's as easy as realizing that, like, it's one person, like you said, that one person does not make or break your design. Mm-hmm. Just one idea.
That's true. And also, you said growing your first idea. So what was, like, as a struggle, like, what do you mean by that?
Growing the first idea, just because, like, somebody told me this, it forever got stuck with me. I think his name was Benjamin, nah, I almost said Benjamin Franklin.
I'm like, Benjamin Franklin? I got it.
His name is actually Ben Franklin. That's his thing, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's not Benjamin, but it's like modern Benjamin Franklin. Oh. He told me, your first idea most likely sucks. Mm-hmm. Most likely sucks. And he hasn't been wrong to this point. The first idea, I feel like it's very hard to grow, to make up. You're just like, what do I want with this design? When I look at this, what is the first thing that comes to my mind? And I'm a weird case, because immediately when you give me a project, I most likely have an idea. I'm like, okay, I know what I see. Mm-hmm. But that's not always it. You're not going with your first idea. You're going with your first instinct. That's not really a full, you know, process idea. So I basically think that coming up with the first solid idea is very tough. You go through a bunch of like sketches and crap and instincts and intuitions, but that's not an idea. But once you get to that first idea, it doesn't finish there, because you need to come up with, I personally believe you should come up with at least 10 to 15 ideas for the one process you're trying to do. Because then once you have that many selections, you can really start breaking it down. So I guess first ideas don't exist. I guess it's just a bunch of different clusters of ideas that you have, and you pick the best parts of each of them. And I guess you get your best one, your best idea.
Mm-hmm. No, that's something my professor said too. And I didn't realize how important that was, like, to just write out all your ideas. Because the thing is, I didn't even realize that too. Like, I am so good at just writing shit down. So many ideas, all of this, right? But it's like the approach to it, I'm just like, damn, what do I do? Like, so that is true. Like, if you have just a bunch of little solid selects, you know, thumbnails, all that, you will have an option to choose from. And that can be a struggle though too, because it's like you get, and when you say growing the first idea, do you mean like something that's not like when you're giving something to design, like someone's asking you to design something and you're trying to grow that first idea?
Basically, somebody's like, hey, I want to have a vision of an eagle riding a bear, riding a shark. I'm like, okay, think about what that would look like. And like I said before, you're going with instincts and you're going with intuitions, which are not full ideas. Full ideas are like, I think this is how it should look. This is the font. This is how it should shift. And if you want motion, this is how it should move. That's a full idea. That's like an all around idea. Some arbitrary decisions, like whole, you know, make it sound. Mm-hmm. But everything else before that is just trying out things, thumbnails. This thing could look cool like this. This is just all of these things are just things that you're thinking about. Mm-hmm. And have that growing, you grow that first idea, you can grow multiple ideas out of it, variations, even things that you wouldn't even think about before, because now you have that one full idea that you can, that you took your time to make.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. What's your process?
My process? Oh, shit. Yeah. Shit. The thing is, like, this is the thing with me. When it comes to, like, passion projects, because I've been trying to do passion projects because this summer I'm not doing that much. And now that, like, I don't have school, I'm not overly booked. So I should, I'm like, you know, you should do a project, Lauren, like, for you. And it's like those, it's just like, I'll do something and it's like, okay, whatever. But like when it comes to someone asking me to design something, it's like my process is a huge ass process. So it's always, I try to get it down on paper first, like just sketch a bunch of shit. And I try to do that approach too, where I sketch like 10 different things, a bunch of different ideas, or even if I have like a couple ideas that come up in my head, like just write it down. Cause I feel like having it on paper just makes me feel more organized and that, okay, yeah, I could look at these. And then I'll just like, just start on the computer, trying to draw it out, trying to just draw what I like sketched. And then most of the time it does not happen like that. It looks like shit and I'm just like, fuck this. So I'll rearrange shit. It looks like total opposite from what I sketched. And it's like, okay, we'll go through round one. I'll show this person this. Okay, nah, do this then. Okay, I'll go round two. Let's show this. And then it's like, oh, I like this, but do this. Change this. Can you fix this? I'm like, okay, just fix and tweak. Yeah. But yeah, it's like, I feel like my process is more different when it comes to who's asking me for what. Because if it's like a client, it's like, all right, I need to like sketch, do this, do that. But if it's like schoolwork or something, like, you know, something like that, when it comes to school, it's like, I don't know. I'm a bad, like, I don't procrastinate, right? No. I just like, I want to get better. Like, this is my goal for this year too. I want to get better at doing things the first day I do it. Like the first day I get an assignment, I want to do it that day. Because my issue is, I'll have an idea, right? And I'll get an assignment. I'm like, oh, okay, let me think about what I'm going to do. I think of all these ideas.
Yeah.
I don't do shit with them. I think of all these ideas. Right? and then it's like, by the time the project, like, I have to start doing my work now because it's like the deadline's coming. I'm like, shit, I don't know what to do. And all this shit. And then I'm just like, all right, let me just sketch something up. Let me do something, make it look nice. And then, like, surprisingly, that shit works. But it's like with client work, I have this whole process that it's like, okay, I got to keep revising. But,
not here. You
know, one, but I feel like what's been helping me though is like my main step is to always just have it on paper. Like someone told me, yeah, on paper, even if it's just like a word, just so you could just start from there and just think. And then also, I like to do that too, because having a computer all the time in your face and like always trying to work from a computer,
the bothers the shit out of me.
Yeah, no. that shit is not first, it's not healthy, but
it's definitely not healthy. Oh,
but then it's like you should think naturally, like from paper pen, like really think of your ideas instead of just like looking at a screen. I try to step away from like Pinterest and inspiration and all that. Like, I'll do that when it comes to probably like client work. But I'll only do that with client work. When it comes to like schoolwork, I really try to focus on what do I think would look good first. And I'll scroll through Pinterest, or I'll scroll through like different things on, I would, and another thing too, I'm like going in with my process, but another thing I like to go on too, instead of Pinterest, I like to go on Behance and look at like work.
No, me too. It's a great site.
Real designers that actually do it and make it look good. I'm like, what would a designer do? Because the thing is, like, you'll look at Pinterest and you're like, oh, okay, this is someone like eating fruit or something. But it's like, it's not a designer that made that. But when you go on something like Behance or Dribbble, you're like, okay, this is what an app should look like, or how it would function. It's like, it's like an OG Pinterest. I'm like, all right, this shit is.
No, I hate it. No, I hate it. Can I? This is one part that I really related to, because I used to do this shit all the time. You were talking about like your ideas. You like sometimes like do whatever you, but then you have to do this project like a few days before, and I do the same shit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. And the worst thing about me is I go really big in my ideas. I'm like, I want this and fucking this.
Yes!
And dinosaurs and balloons. And I need to cut down on that, but that's not the main problem. The main problem was I would have these ideas and I'll be like, I'll remember them. Get stoned. Oh my gosh, what was this idea? What I do now is the second that fucking idea comes, you gotta type it down, or you draw a really, really bad sketch that you could only kind of understand, and you just have it there. And you just through the week or through the day, you just keep on coming up with this idea randomly because you're probably thinking about it, and just have a huge fucking thing of random ideas you came up for this one project, and it just happens throughout like your day. You don't have to like, you don't have to set up, you don't have to be like, let me get this, and now I have to, you can literally just be like, all right, this is a cool idea for this project, do, and then you continue with your day, just because you don't ever want to lose those nuggets of gold, even if they look like gold, and then they end up being like coal, or nothing, it's good to have that option and the freedom to be like, okay, this idea, I have it. If it's that bad later on, let me throw it away. But it's just really good to hold on to these. So that, yeah, dude, there's so many ideas that are lost in the nether. Because I was just like, you know what? I'll remember this. And now I'm just like, fuck. I could have been rich by now.
Yes. No, that shit, like, the thing is, though, I wonder what we do with all those ideas. Because I have, like, 6 books, right? Of just, like, shit written in them. And I should really just, like, go through it and be like, damn, like, what did, like, what should I do? Like, what do you do with your, like, unused ideas?
Yeah, man. What do I do? I feel like I just have a bunch of notes. I have, hold on, let me see if I can find them. Yes, I could find them. I see them.
You got them on your phone?
Oh, yeah, I have them. I'm terrified because my phone is so, first of all, look at this. It's like a Galaxy 8. It's so bad. It's beat up. It's going to be my tri phone. Once I get a new phone, it's going to be my tri phone. No, that's it.
No comment.
No comment. But I usually like just have a bunch of ideas that I have, like ideas for movies or concepts or stuff like that. I just write them down. Even if I'm really stoned, that's the worst part. Oh, my God. Even just like, not in the best headspace, you need to sit down and just type it out. Because once again, you have that option. If it's a really shitty idea, you don't look at it ever again. But if it's a really good idea, maybe you won't do it this week or next week or next year or next 5 years, but at least you have it, you know?
That's true. There was something, like, I left my, like, I had like a book, right? And I thought I left it somewhere. I was like, oh my fuck, I lost my shit, right? And my mom's like, someone in the car was like, it's just a book. It's like, nah, it has shit to do with the book. It's the shit that's inside the book.
Exactly. We don't understand. They don't understand.
People do not, because it's like, your ideas are golden. Something someone told me too, it's like, you are a designer if you love writing. Like, you just love writing ideas out and just have ideas. And then it's also okay too to not always know that idea, because sometimes, like, it depends on the project. Like, I'll have a project, I have like 10 ideas. And then one project comes and I'm like, damn, I have no idea what the fuck I'm going to do with this project.
Exactly, dude. It's a weird dance. It's such a weird dance, because I'm the same way. I'm just like, all right, I know what the fuck I want. And then sometimes I'm the worst designer in the world, apparently. I'm just the worst. But
that imposter syndrome comes in, because you're like, damn, I can't do shit.
I know, right? I hate it. But that's a dance we have to spit out. If we're still in struggles, that's a dance we have to like figure out as designers. We have to be like, you know, sometimes I'm not going to come up with a million ideas in one day, and sometimes I am. It all depends, and we should be nicer to ourselves. I feel like, yes. I read this somewhere, it was like, there's such thing as your normal brain, there's your logical brain, and then there's your creative side. And your creative side, I don't know why he disrespectfully called it the dog brain, it's like emotional, it's like I want this, I want that. And that side of your brain, you have to be very kind to, specifically as a designer or a creative, you got to be kind to it, because most of the time it will flip out immediately. It will be like, oh my God, I'm not good. Even though you did like 20 designs before, you're amazing, you're great, that one moment might just shift you. So I feel like as designers and creatives, we just have to be kinder to ourselves. Be like, take a moment. I am good. Right now, I'm having a hard time. There's a wall. Let me find a way around this wall. And once you do that, I feel like it will make your process a lot better. You take less time not doing the work, less time procrastinating, because you'll be like, you know what? Sure, it's a mistake. Everybody just, you're not going to be on 24 hours, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And I think we just have to accept that too, because it's like, we're not robots. We can't just push out everything at once. We're humans. It's like, we take time with things. So yeah, being kind to yourself is very important.
Very important. It just makes life easier. Everybody's already a jerk most of the time. Why do you have to be a jerk to yourself?
For real though, because it's like, I didn't realize that too, the importance of like self-love and just like, you know, accepting who you are. And it's a lot of things too that's also involved with, like, sometimes it's involved with things out of design, because it's like, we're so honed in on create, right? And then it's like, we forget that, okay, we're humans though. Like, let me just take a break, let me walk outside, we eat something. Like, I feel like what we do out of the creative world influence us what we do in the creative world. Like, someone told me too, I was like, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do with this, or da 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 da. And he was like, someone was like just saying to me, you know, what do you like to do other than design? Like, do some of the shit that has nothing to do with design, and maybe those ideas will come back and they'll help you in the long run. And luckily, like, sometimes that shit works. Like, if you take a break from, like, the computer or thinking about all these ideas or content and all this shit, and go outside, walk your dog, go to the pool or something. Those, you're like, you know what? I needed a break. And then I'm like, I'm filled back and I'm rejuvenated.
I completely agree. My friend told me something related to that. It was like, if you feel mentally tired, do something physical. If you feel physically tired, do something mental. And that shit goes a long way. I completely agree. Completely agree. You'd be getting this
balance. Yeah, it's like balance.
Truly, I do believe in that. I believe 100% in balance. Like, you have to be, you have to have your moments where you're sad and angry, and then you have to have your moments where you're happy and bliss and, you know, euphoria and stuff like that.
Yeah, but in that time of anger too, it's like you got to just accept it, and then it's like you just got to move forward with it. I feel like that, because like what you're saying too about like good opportunities, right? I feel the same way, but it's like, like in the beginning of the year too, I was like, damn, like I'm going, like turning 20 is just because I'm 20, right? When I was turning 20, I was like, this shit is like a whole new world, because it's like things bad after bad after bad, right? That's how I felt, right? My life was going, I was like, this shit is terrible. But then it's like right after something's bad, it turns good again, like really good. And then it's like, wow, this shit is great. And it's like you have to go through that bad shit, that annoying shit, that frustrating shit, but then it's like things get better, projects get better, your ideas become better. Yeah. And then you're like, you don't even realize you grew from that time period, because you're like, damn, like you're living in the moment. But yeah,
you just gotta, it's just maturity. I feel like it's through time, you just realize some things you can't control, you just gotta go through it. And when you know that going into those bad things, you're just like, okay, I see the pattern. I know what's bad. I'm gonna be sad, and then I'm gonna get mad, and then I'm gonna lash out at something. But maybe you could skip all that part and be like, you know what? I'm just sad. That's it. Mm-hmm. Appreciate what you had, and then you'll have it again. It's weird. The world is weird. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to talk about how do you feel about robots and design, because I keep on hearing people being like, oh, robots are gonna take over design and creative. And I immediately am like, that's not true. Robots can't come out with everything, because we're coming out with what they need to know about what
that's what I was just about to say. I was like, all right, if robots take over the world, who go and design them robots? Who's gonna like create those ideas for the robots? You know what I'm saying? The algorithm, like the thing is, I don't know. When it comes to robots, like I feel like robots are I don't know. Sometimes this shit scares me, like, because I feel like my mom has an influence on this too. My mom doesn't like those vacuum things that are in the house, because she's like, what if that shit just freaks out one day and just starts fucking up your shit, or like messes up your floor, or like she see that transformers really fucked her up. Like, oh, just having them shit, like the appliances.
Yeah, if she's scared of that, this is one episode of Love, Death and Robots, which is amazing. It's just, if you ever see, have you seen that? Love, Death and Robots? You have to.
What's it called?
Love, Death plus Robots.
Okay.
And it's like, yo, that intro is like, and it's motion. I could tell. This is the cool thing about going to SBA. You can see shit and you can be like, I can't do it, but I see how you made it.
Yes. That's what I love too.
Dude, so that intro is just so cool, whatever. But anyways, this is an episode when there's like a vacuum cleaner that goes berserk, and this lady's trying to fight it off, and he's kind of trying to kill her. She gets a shotgun. She's like, ow. And then she kills the one robot, and then all the robots come after her. It gets crazy. Your mom would hate that episode.
She'd be like, I am never. That's why she don't like Alexa. I'll be like, hey, Siri, on my phone. And like, my mom would be like, stop talking to her. Like, she gets so upset. Like, or like the hey, Alexa shit, like with the control of your house and then the lights and then the AC. And I don't know. I like the Ring, because I think Ring has been, I don't know. I feel like if you're going to make a robot, you got to do it that's like beneficial in a way that's gonna help somebody. But you know, my mom, she's like, she's not down with it. I think comparing her experiences to me, like, I don't know, some things I'm kind of cool with you know, adding little robotic things into my life, but it's like, that is true. It's like, all right, I don't want something that's like gonna control like the whole thing of my house. And like, I don't know, sometimes I might be paranoid, but I don't know, I might get older and be like, fuck it, I want to turn off my lights from like down the street. Like,
yeah, what the hell. Like, sometimes like I think about how scary it is, but I also think about the cool factor, because there's always a cool factor in everything. And I think it's just so cool that I could just lay back and be like, yeah, can you dim the lights? And then it dims down. Can you play the music? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's cool. It's super cool. But I also wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want to lose control of me being able to do that. That's, you're completely right in that. I'm like, oof. That
was true. It's like, let me have the switch so I could do it. But if I'm tired and my legs hurt, let me do it. That's when I use that shit. Like with Siri,
well, yeah. Like, balance.
Yes, yes, balance is very important.
Always goes back to the keyword. Balance.
I think people don't know the importance of balance, you know, just it just makes people feel better.
yeah it's kind of like those that meme of that person being like, a year ago I used to drink and go partying and eat like shit. This is me still. What's up, babe?
I'm doing the same shit.
Dude, no,
the music sounds so influenced. It like, it's like, oh my gosh, it like a year ago I was, you know, was eating and drinking. No, doing the same shit. It's like, okay, bitch, like, shout out to you.
Yeah, right. I was like, good for you, but like, I personally not want to do that a year from now. I'm like, I could have my party face, but I'm most of the time I'm gonna go back to designing. That's like my comfort zone. Like, I like being in a design studio. I like kind of like scratching back and like typing and making my designs. It's weird. I couldn't be partying all the time.
That's for me too. The thing is, the way I party, I don't like to party like, you know, get fucked up, get shit faced. I like to dance. That's it. And it's like, that is my way of parties. And if I have that, I'll be fine. But I just don't like if I go somewhere or do all this other shit, like I just don't want to get shit faced or do nothing like that. Cause this is drama or something from my health. Like, you know, you want to be healthy. You want to keep your life in balance. And I don't know, I like chilling at home sometimes. Like, I have equal things. I'm like, okay, I have nights where I want to go out and not get fucked up, but just have fun. But then it's like, all right, now it's time to get back to work. And like,
you know. Yeah. That's the same way. I'm like, okay, I got faded. I'm good. And I did everything. Starting Monday, I'm back to business. Okay, opening, you know, that's me. It's just, I have like a switch in my brain. I'm like partying and then, okay, back to work.
Mm-hmm. It's like flip, okay, go back.
Basically.
But no, it does, like again, too, it keeps that balance. So yeah, much about balance.
It's all about balance. Back to the keyword, balance.
Yes. But, okay, we're going to wrap up this podcast because it's almost hour. Do you have any final advice, you know, for any like, young artists out there who are probably going through the same struggles as you?
I love and like the end to podcast because I love giving advice. I feel like my first advice is just, if you have an idea and you have enough capital to pursue that idea, I recommend always doing that and pursuing that idea, because you don't know how far that passion project could go. Passion projects are run the world. Just passion projects run the world. Podcast, Joe Rogan's podcast, he was like, yo, I want to talk to people. I have fun doing it. Biggest podcast in like the world, I think, in the United States. I don't know. He's just the biggest one. Same thing with like so many other projects. Like Quentin Tarantino was made out of only passion projects. He started off being like, I want to direct movies. I'm going to make a movie. So he started making movies. Like, he started selling scripts to produce those movies, passion project. Everything, just if you want to do something and you really have the heart for it, I promise you it's going to change something. It might not change the world, but it could change something in your life so you can get closer to changing. And stop and just ignore that voice in the back of the head that tells you you're not good enough. It's complaining. It doesn't want you to succeed, because then it'll be uncomfortable and then you will be happy. So just ignore that voice in the back of the head. That thing that tells you you're not good enough, you're not, don't get up, you're not that great, this is a bad idea. Ignore that and just keep on pushing forward to whatever design or project or client you're doing, you know? Mm-hmm. Do it for the people, do it for the culture.
You're right. Okay, you guys, so I'm going to be wrapping up this podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and always remember to do what your art desires.